Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to make another video talking to you about the religion of Mormonism and expose it for the cult that it is. And what I want to talk about in this video is what's known as the burning in the bosom. The burning in the bosom. And this is something that Mormons will talk about, and they'll say that they know Mormonism is true, and the reason why they know it's true is because they got the burning in the bosom. Well, what do they mean by that? Well, it says in the Doctrine and Covenants, chapter 9, verse 8, which this is one of the religious books of the Mormons, it says, "But behold, I say unto you that you must study it out in your mind. Then you must ask me if it be right. And if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you. Therefore you shall feel that it is right." And so what it says in the Doctrine and Covenants is that basically you should study out Mormonism and the Book of Mormon and whether Joseph Smith is a prophet. Instead of just looking at the evidence, what you should do is pray to God about it. And the Bible says, not the Bible, but the Doctrine of Covenant says that you're going to feel it. It's going to be the burning in the bosom. And what Mormons teach is that God will actually reveal to you whether Mormonism is correct or not. And he's going to do that by a feeling. Okay, now there's many problems with this. And we need to realize, first of all, that feelings can be deceiving. Right? You can feel something, but it doesn't mean that it's reality. You can't trust your emotions. You can't trust your feelings. They can mislead you. This is why Peter talked about that we have a more sure word of prophecy. That's what the Bible says, right? The scriptures is a more sure word of prophecy than our personal experiences. So here's the thing. You might feel like something is right, but if there's a Bible verse that says it's wrong, then it's wrong because we trust the scriptures, which is a more sure word of prophecy than personal experiences or testimonies or things such as that. You know, outside of the Doctrine and Covenants, they go to James 1 verse 5 as their main text verse from the Bible, where the Bible says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." So what they teach is that you should ask of God if Joseph Smith is a prophet. Ask of God if Mormonism is a true religion. Ask of God if the Book of Mormon is the word of God and is perfect and is directly from God to us. So we should ask God about that, and God's going to reveal it by a feeling inside of us. And so there's many problems with this. Now, number one, I love that scripture in James 1 verse 5. If you lack wisdom, ask of God. Well, God can guide you in the right paths, and you know what? He's usually going to give you that answer from the word of God itself, where you ask about something and he reveals it through the word of God. That's how he speaks to us. Or through a sermon that you hear preached. But the other thing you need to realize is this. Sometimes in life, you don't need to ask for wisdom because you already know the answer. See, if I lack wisdom in an area, I'm trying to be a good father, I should pray to God and ask God to guide me and direct me down the right path. This big decision I have, how do I become a good father? How should I raise my son? And God can reveal that through the Word of God, where he tells me to train up my child. He tells me to spank my child. He tells me to provide nurture and admonition. And there's the answer from God to me. But certain things in life, I don't need to pray about because I already know the answer. Just a silly kind of an example is, you know, 2 + 3 = 5. 2 × 7 = 14. Do I really need to pray about that? Do I need to meditate about that? Or do I already know the answer? And see, there's many things that we already know the answer because the Word of God tells us what the answer is, and so we don't have to question and then pray about it if the answer is just plain and simple in the Bible. I don't need to pray and ask God, is evolution true, and wait for a feeling to reveal it to me, because the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And so when you add up the lineage, you've got less than 7,000 years of human history. I don't need to pray about that. I already know the answer. Now, here's the thing. If I didn't know the answer, I could pray and ask God, and he could reveal it through the Word of God itself. But, you know, certain things, it's just black and white in the Bible. It's the more sure word of prophecy. Once you see it, you don't have to question it. I don't have to stand up here today and pray about whether the Bhagavad Gita, you know, the Bible for the Hindus or Hare Krishna, I don't need to pray about whether that should be one of my scriptures that I read. Because of the fact, I already know the Bhagavad Gita is false. I don't need to pray and ask God, is Islam the right religion? Because the Bible itself already speaks against the doctrines and the beliefs of Islam. So I know it's a false religion. I don't need to pray about it because the answer has already been revealed. So here's the thing. Mormons will talk to you, and what they'll try to get you to do is not go off logic or evidence, but just go off personal feelings. And they will say, I will tell you by my testimony, I know the Book of Mormon is the Word of God because I prayed about it and God revealed it unto me. He gave me that burning in the bosom. And it's like, and you should read the Book of Mormon and pray about it too. And you know what? Allow God to give you the answer. Are you afraid for God to give you the answer? That's the sort of thing that they're going to say. But you know what? It would be wrong for me to pray about something I already know is wrong and just say, God, can you reveal it to me? I'm waiting for that feeling when he's already revealed it to me through the Word of God itself. So what you see with Mormonism is that they believe in their religion because they're trusting emotions. They're trusting feelings. Another thing to consider is that Satan can disguise himself as an angel of light. And so you might have an emotional reaction to something, but where did you get that emotional reaction? It could be that the devil sent it to you and he's deceiving you by trusting your feelings, even though the Word of God says something completely different. So look, they go to James 1:5 where it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. But you know, the context there is not asking, hey, is this other religion? Is this the true religion? Well, when you already know the answer that it's not the true religion, that it's a false religion, you don't need to pray about it. You don't need to wait for the burning in the bosom. But what you see with Mormonism is it's not about evidence. It's not about logic. It's about an emotional reaction. And so they are taught at a young age, just pray about it, trust your feelings. And what happens? Well, Satan deceives Mormons by giving them this burning in the bosom, giving them this feeling, and then they trust it, and then they dedicate their lives to a false religion because they're trusting feelings rather than just trusting what the Word of God says. Anyways, thank you, and God bless.